The last time we had a chance to learn Chulin together, we opened up the sugya of Shomea Ka'ona with a look at a mysterious Mishnah Masachas Megillah, Hu Nosei Es Kapov, the notion of being mechaved someone with Birkas Ka'ona, in which different Mefarsha and Mishnah interpret in different ways. And Beis Halevi quotes from Rav Bitzal HaKohen of Vilna, maybe the simplest pshat is what Rav Bitzal saw in Trieste, which is that all the Kohanim ascend to the Duchan, all of them literally perform the Siyas Kapayim, they stand facing the Tzibur with their hands out, but only one Kohen utters any words. Only one Kohen says the 15 words of Birkas Kohen, and probably also the words of the Birkas HaMitzvah, but the Yivarecha Hashem V'Yishmerecha and so forth. And the other Kohanim are all Yotze with Shomea Ka'ona. That's where Bitzal HaKohen is seen in Trieste. And that's what he writes about in his Sefer Rishis Bikurim. You know, this is pretty fascinating. And come to think of it, why should it not work? What's wrong? We never heard of it before. Because he didn't grow up in Italy. But he grew up in Vilna. So come to think of it, why not? And not only why not, that's Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah. Clearly, by the way, any Mefarish on the Mishnah who is bothered by what that Mishnah means and gives some answer or another, obviously also assumed that there's no such thing as Shomei Ka'ona on Duchni, but maybe that's what the Tanam had in mind. Maybe that's what the Tanam had in mind. And we saw last time the Beis HaLevi had been bothered by Bitzalel's idea, and the Chazon Ish and the Stipler, the brothers-in-law, had pushed back against the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi of Yosef Dov HaLevi, just to put him into a little bit of context, he was one of the Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin in the latter half of the 1800s. Volozhin Yeshiva ran basically almost the entire 1800s. It stood for some 90-some-odd years. The first half of that time, roughly, the first 40-some-odd years, under the leadership of the founding Rosh Yeshiva, Chaim Volozhin, the author of Nefesh HaChaim, the prime Talmud of Vilna Gaon, and the second half of the 1800s, the latter 40-some-odd years, was under the leadership of the Netziv, and for part of the time also, the Beis HaLevi, who was somewhat related to the Netziv, although they were often at odds in terms of how to run the yeshiva, and ultimately the Beis HaLevi's son, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, who might be an even more familiar name to you, so he came to say a shir in Volozhin Yeshiva as well. The Rav, Yashe Ber, the grandson of Reb Chaim, was named for his great-grandfather, Yosef Dov, Yashe Ber, the Beis HaLevi. So the Beis HaLevi, at the end of, in a short paragraph, in between his, in the Sefer and Chumash, in between the comments of Chumash, Breishis, and Hanukkah, and Shemos, so he has a short paragraph where he says, the Chacham Echad had this idea, anonymously referring to Bitzal HaKohen out of respect. He says he thinks it's absolutely absurd. He thinks Bitzal HaKohen is a big Talmud Chacham, but this idea is absolutely absurd. No such thing as Shomea Ka'ona on Duchni. After all, even if they say Shomea Ka'ona, I'm quiet listening to the Kohen next to me. Ki'ilu, I said it also. But yeah, it's not Ki'ilu, I said it, but Kol Ram asks the Beis HaLevi. To which the Chazon Ish and his brother-in-law, the Stipler married the Chazon Ish's sister. The Stipler married a Karelitz. There are stories about their dating some other time, but the Stipler's first date with the Chazon Ish's sister was an interesting first date. That we don't have time for now. So anyhow, they'll help you remember that they are brothers-in-law. So they attack the Beis HaLevi, and this is what we had left off with last time. They attack the Beis HaLevi and say, how do you mean? What do you mean? Kol Ram doesn't carry over? You think the Shomei Ka'una is merely just sort of this like bare bones? Ke'ilu, I said the same words that you said, but none of the qualities of the speech carry over. Then how are you Yotze Megillah? It has to be read Mitoch HaKsav. How are you Yotze Shofar?
If it's
After all, shofar, if you make the sound, if you beatbox shofar sound without actually having a physical shofar, you're not yotzei anything. It has to actually involve a physical shofar. So how are you yotzei shomei ka'ona shofar if you're not holding a shofar? How are you yotzei shomei ka'ona on a megillah if you're not looking mitoch haksav? How are you yotzei kiddush if you're not holding the coast? And top it all off, a mishnah bikurim, which may indicate that for mikur bikurim, the mishnah says they did something to help the farmers who didn't know how to say mikur bikurim on their own. And ultimately, the institute, everyone gets that help. What that help is a matter of some dispute, but some understanding means the Kohen said it on behalf of our farmer. But one second, you know what bikurim needs? Kol Ram, Vanisa Vamarta. And Shomei Ka'one. So how could the Beis HaLevi possibly say, ask the brothers-in-law, the Chazon Ish and the Stipler, how could the Beis HaLevi possibly say that the Kol Ram doesn't carry over? It's so hard to understand. It's so hard to understand. Elamai, I saw, but Elamai said, you're not for Kol Ram, you're quiet, you're not looking into the Megillah. So how does it work? The Chazon Ish says, no, you understand. The issue at play here is how does the Shomei Ka'one work? You're assuming, the question is like, Kiel, you said the words also? Like, listening is like saying the words? In which case, it's maybe shorn of all other qualities other than just the plain words, like a text file. You just get the text writing formatting. You just get the words themselves, but no format. Right, no kol ram, no mitoch haksav, and basically, and then the Chazon Ish and the Stipler say, nah, it's much richer than that. It's kielu, like I'm yotze, whatever you yotze, I get the whole kiel. Not kielu, I said the words. I'm plugging into your kiel. So three points about that. As we left off last time, three directions to go in. Number one, let's. Before we're about to see what the issue the Chazon Ish raises is probably a machlokes rishonim, and not a machlokes rishonim, but it may even be relevant to ultimately come home to our sugya, to our orzura. But first, we just have to save the Beis HaLevi, because the kashas against the Beis HaLevi are quite strong. No matter which side of the chakira you're on, which is how you understand Shemayat Ona, it's very hard to say that you just get the words themselves without any of the accoutrements, without any of the qualities. What happened to, again, as you said before, shofar and megillah and kiddush and mikur bikurim. Maybe you could give a local terrorist to each one. It doesn't hear this works like this. You can knock them off one by one. But the Emek Bracha of Arile Pomeranchik, the Talmud of Brisk Rav, who grew up in the town of Brisk, so we already had a chance to see what he writes in Hilchas Tefillah about the Chaim Hilchas Tefillah. So in Nesias Kapayim, He tells you, it's a Oshei, Nesias Kapayim. So he says, no, you're totally missing the whole point of Beis HaLevi. He says, Beis HaLevi didn't mean to be mefalpil in the lumdus of Shomea Ka'ona. He was not taking a stand on how Shomea Ka'ona works. You're missing the point. He was saying something that Emek Bracha says, incredibly local, unique to Duchening only. It's actually relevant, it has certain relevance, lehalacha as well. Because if you look back at that Gemara in Sota, the Gemara says that when the Gemara says you need kol ram, right, you have that Gemara in front of you. I actually even have some extra copies of my Amkamos in case anyone lost. Feel free. Gemara in Sota, the Flamen Ches, has a whole series of dinim that we derive from coast of Baruch Hu as B'nai Yisrael on Mor Lehem. One of those dinin is near the very bottom of Lam Chesed and Alf Masech Sota, five lines off the bottom, six lines off the bottom. Tanya Ida, the line begins coast of Baruch Hu. No, not that one, I'm sorry. Thank you. Four lines off the bottom. Tanya Ida, coast of Baruch Hu, B'kol Ram. You have to say it like this. Like what? A loud voice. The Gemara says, well, I know that this means a loud voice. Say it like this. Like what? Well, who told you this is loud? Maybe this is quiet. Well, where do you see in the pasuk any indication of volume? Oh, maybe it means say it like this, quietly.
How did Kodesh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu? How do you know what's being described? So the Raisa says, no. There's more evidence to the Pasuk. Talmud Lomar, Amor Lehem. The Pasuk says, say it to them. What do you mean say it to them? Ka'adim sha'omer l'chadeiro. Like someone speaking to his friend. Now, how does, do people yell at each other every time they talk to each other? If the battery in the hearing aid is running low, sometimes you have to raise your voice so the person can hear you. But it's not always the case that when you speak to your chaver, do you always talk to your friends like this? That would be a little awkward. You always talk to your friends. How does a moral lamb indicate called wrong? How does Josh even work? Other obvious, talk to your friend, you're not so bad. The answer is, that's a good question. So let's look back at the previous braisa, which is 5-6 lines off the bottom. Tanya Ida, Kosovar, this is the one that begins, the line begins in Kosovar. Pada Kinegit Pada, another did. You have to be face to face. Out to Omer, Pada Kinegit Pada, oh, wait, no, Pada Kinegit Omer. You have to say it like this. Again, same problem. How do we know what's being described in terms of the posture? How do you know that the Torah is described in face to face? Maybe it means face to back. Have a little more of the hand. The same drasha. When I talk to you, I'm face to face. Meaning, well, because it would be pretty strange if I'm trying to have a conversation with you to give you my back. That's pretty awkward. If I want to talk to you, we're going to face you. As a matter of fact, Rashi even comments, when the Gemara has a hobby, it says, who said in the apartment, maybe it could be face to back. Or if it's the back of the neck. The back of whose neck? So I would have thought it meant, let the Kohanim face the Aron Kodesh. What do they have to turn around and face the call for? Rashi doesn't even say that. Rashi says, fascinatingly, oh, Eino Ela Panim Keneged Orev, says Rashi. Maybe Ein Hatzib, the Havin will be, Ein Hatzib or Tzvichim Ahasin Panim Keneged Kohanim. Havin it would be that the Tzibur, they can turn their backs on the Kohanim. Sometimes, I don't see it, but maybe sometimes you see that. A Jew and Shul in the audience, who is so scared of looking at the Kohen that he turns his back to the Kohen. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa, that's inappropriate. You must face Kohen. You're not supposed to give your back. Not only the Kohen can't give it back, the Yisrael can't give it back. What's wrong with Yisrael giving his back to Kohen? A lack of Derech Eretz. We're not talking Derech Eretz. It's not. In other words, there's a conversation going on. Okay, maybe it's not a dialogue, it's a soliloquy, but the Kohen is speaking to an audience and the audience is listening. As a matter of fact, some even point to this Rashi. There is a debate. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes a Sefer Haredim. It's a Rishon, Sefer Haredim, who thinks that not, the mitzvah is not only for the Kohen to give the bracha, but for the Yisrael to receive the bracha. As Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes in Shulchan Aruch. And some Rishon disagrees. So some point to this Rashi as supporting that. It's not enough for the Kohen to be given the bracha. Yisrael has to do his part also. Otherwise, in other words, we're looking for a connection between the Kohen and the tzibur. So if either party turns their back on the other one, it's no longer being said from one to the other. It's a lack of ka'adam ha'omer l'chaveira. So, no, there needs to be an audience. I have to be speaking, the client has to be speaking, the audience has to be receiving. So now, with that in mind, we will now look at the next line in Mar, with which we had begun, that kol ram is also nidrash from ka'adam ha'omer l'chaveira. So what does kol ram mean? Nothing to do with a absolute volume, by vikurim we darshan call ram from v'anisa v'amarta. V'amarta just means to say, v'anisa v'amarta means you have to raise your voice. It needs to be loud. Here, it's not an absolute sheer of loudness. It's not that there's a certain minimum decibel level. Here, it's relative. It has to be loud enough that you can hear me. If we're having a one-on-one conversation, or we're standing a couple of feet away from each other, I won't scream, I won't whisper either, I'll speak loud enough that you can hear me. If we're 20 feet away from each other, I'm calling down the hall to you, so then I'm going to raise my voice so you can hear me. If I'm speaking to a room of 1,500 people, if I'm speaking to the entire Lamport Auditorium, if I don't have a mic, I'm really going to have to project well for everyone in the back to hear me. You speak to your audience. So it's called Ram. That's what the Emek Bracha points out. That they said, Lady wasn't saying, oh, I love this in Shmei, ka'one, ka'rav, da'le, carry over. No.
Of course it could carry over. Mitoch HaKsav could carry over. Kol Ram BaBikurim could carry over. Avadi, however you said it, I said it with the same way, with all the same characteristics. It's something about duchening, because Kol Ram by duchening isn't like a quality of the speech, like how you said it. It's not a Kol Ram by duchening, if you prefer Londonshire terminology, Kol Ram by duchening is not a din in the Hagdaras HaMaisa. That's maybe a Maisa Dibur that's so loud. No, no. Kol Ram by Bikurim is the Maisa Amira has to be loud. Just like the Maisa Amira by Mikra Megillah has to be Tol HaKsav. And the Hashmas Kol by Shofar has to be using a Shofar. But here it's not a Hagdara in the Maisa Amira. It's a question of what your impact is. It's a question of what the Totsah, the Chalois. You have to hear me. If it's a very small, a little shtibo, there are 10 people gathered around, so you don't have to be so loud. If it's a shul with vaulted ceilings and there are 1,500 people in the shul, you're going to really have to project so everyone can hear you. Maybe you probably don't have to project so everyone can hear you over the other Kohen, but presumably you have to project enough that if you were the only Kohen, everyone in the shul could hear you. That's ka'adam ha'omer lachadero. That's what the drasha is. And that's what the din of Kol Ram is. So it's not a question of the Maisa Amir has to be Kol Ram. No, Avada the Maisa Amir can carry over. Kol Ram, by Duchening, is a connection between the Kohen and the Tzibur. The Tzibur has to hear you. Otherwise there's no Yachas. Just like the Tzibur has to be facing you and you have to be facing them. Otherwise there's no relationship, there's no Yachas, no Kesher. That they need to hear you. They have to be connected in posture and connected auditorily by hearing. So if you're the by that's the Amen Bracha says. Does the Chazon Ish totally misunderstood what Beis Levi was saying? He wasn't saying a lundus in Shemei Ka'ona, he was saying a lundus in Duchening. This is very nice Shemei Ka'ona, but they can't hear you. Ki'il, you said it. Ki'il, you said it Manish Gevaldik. But Lamaisa, the Tzibur is filled with all the lundus of Shemei Ka'onah, no matter what the lungs of Shemei Ka'onah is, the Tzibur doesn't hear you, and they need to be able to hear you. I once had, this chus this past summer, the first time in our lives, we went to greet a Nefesh B'Nefesh flight, a week before, a couple days after Tisha B'Av. There are three families from our Kehillah, together with many other families, Baruch Hashem, that were making Aliyah. And when they have these Nefesh B'Nefesh charter flights, they charter an entire plane, all Olim and staff, and they have a tekes, like they build an enormous tent on the tarmac. You show up 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, and you show up there, and then you have a whole crowd coming to greet the plane. And the plane, you know, the plane tag, you see the plane taxiing, and then they bring over, like, old school, they bring over the removable stairs, and people come up. It's very miraculous. It was very, very moving. One of the sort of incidental firsts that we had, it was the first time that my son and I duchened on an airport tarmac. My mom was duchening on the runway. They built a tent on the runway. And we had chakras minyanim along the side of the tent, like, along the edge of the tent. So first the chazan is trying his best to, like, people are crowding around. Like, you can't have big minyanim because you can't have chazan. You know, like, 10, 15 people clumped around the chazan trying to hear. And then for duchening, I was wondering, like, am I going to be able to project? Will I be able to find water? Yes, Baruch Hashem. There's some staff who are very helpful. And be able to get water and get back in time. And projecting, Baruch Hashem able to project. There was a lot of background noise. So that's the din of Kol Ram. They have to be able to hear me. So they got as close as they could, but there's a lot of background noise. They need to be able to hear my voice. It's not a question of in abstract, how loud am I? Am I 20 decibels or 50 decibels or 70? 70 decibels are very loud for human voice. But it's not a question of how loud you are in abstract. It's a question of, can they hear you? Because again, it's not a din in the Maisa Amira, it's a din in the Kesher to the showman, to the listener. So the Eilat Bracha says, that's what the Beis Yosef said. He says, the Chazon Ish quoted him, called Amunah, beautiful on this, but don't attack the Beis HaLevi. That's not what he was. You misread the Beis HaLevi. That Beis HaLevi was saying, now what are you going to say elsewhere? But duchening, you can't say Shmei Kolon by duchening, because you need kol rav in the sense of kol adam omer chaveiro. I need to speak in a way that they can hear me. Just like if there's airplane noise in the back, I'm very nice and loud, but lemaisa they can't hear me. So they nish ronyotze. So too, I'm using shomei kaoneh, but lemaisa you can't hear me unless you have one of the she'ers that can hear someone shomei kaoneh. Otherwise, that zebra will not be able to. So that's point number one of three, is that the base, the Emek Bracha says, don't bring the base of Levi into this issue. It is, though, point two, it is an interesting issue. What the lumdus of Shomei Ka'ona is, what's the kid? How does that equation work? You listen, it's as though you spoke. Yeah.
If listening is as though you spoke, and the person who was doing the actual speaking, everyone can hear them. Isn't it like they hear you as well?
But every kohen has to be mekusha to the tzibur. And it's not a question of what the amira is like. I actually have to be given a bracha to you.
But it's like you're speaking because it's shmei kohen is like.
Yeah, but I'm not having the impact I want that.
Just one second. So remind you.
So that is issue number one. So the Beis HaLevi may not actually be discussing the lumdus of Shomei Ka'oneh, but the question, the chakira that the Chazon Ish raised of how do you think about Shomei Ka'oneh, it may well be, as several Achronim point out, a Machlokas Rashi and Tosis. You saw the Machlokas Rashi and Tosis. Machlokas Rashi and Tosis about what? About what do you do when you come late to Davin? Rabbi Shulman had begun to talk about that earlier in Chodesh El, the halachas of coming late to Davin. So they talk about what if you came late to Davening? So you're, or you came on time, you just have a longer Shmoneh Esrei. Either way, you're still in Shmoneh Esrei. You're still in Shmoneh Esrei when the tzibur gets up to Kedusha. So what do? Do you listen or do you not listen? And here the problem is, there is a Gemara specific about coming late to Shul, a Gemara in Brachas Chafal, that says, if you came late to Shul, so what should you start jumping to Shmoneh Esrei right away or not? What's it going to say? The Gemara says, maybe you don't, and maybe you do. The Gemara says, it depends. Either answer is right. The answer is no, that's sometimes true. The answer is yes, also sometimes true. The full answer is, it depends. The Gemara says in Brachas Chafal, if I'm days, near the top, Gemara quotes Amor Rav Huna, Nichnas Lebeis HaKnesses Matzah Tzibur Shemespalelim. A Jew walks into shul, the Tzibur's already begun, Davin Shemoneh Esrei. A Tzibur in the language of Talmud Amram is specifically Shemoneh Esrei. It doesn't mean they're in the middle of Yom Kippur Shana. Matzah Tzibur Shemespalelim means they're in the middle of Shemoneh. So what do? In Yachla has to believe Marsha Yigiyashah for Modiv, or Hachi Yigiyashah for Kedusha. Great. If not, not. If I can complete my Shemoneh Esrei before we get up to a certain point, which according to some Amram is Kedusha, then that's beautiful. But if you're going to get stuck being in the Shemoneh Esrei and miss Kedusha, that's not right to start your Shemoneh Esrei. So that's supposed to point out if you start together the shots, and then you have the right to say Kedusha after Mechaya Mason together with the Shat Teretz of Kol, then you solve this problem. But if not, you're gonna be up to have a shofar when they get up to Kedusha. So if you're starting with it, Tzibur, just daven slowly, what are you supposed to do? But if you came late, so then the Gemara seems to say maybe you should wait and not be stuck. Not be stuck in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei when the tzibur gets up to Kedusha. Now, what did that make you? So, based on that Gemara, what would you say? Let's say you talk in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and the tzibur gets up to Kedusha. What happens? The Gemara sounds like, yeah, nothing, you missed it. Sorry, you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you can't answer the Kedusha. Hefsek, you can't answer the Kedusha. If you're in between Mechai and Mason and after Kadosh, so that's not a hefsek because that's. That's Mayan Yana. That's relevant to that part of the davening. But Stam Mil Tkaba Shofar, you cannot say Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kvod. That's a hefsek. So for the Gemara, it sounds like your Mil Tkaba Shofar Tiva gets up to Kedusha, nothing. You have no way of being Yotze Kedusha.
Yeah, but if you're in the middle of
Kedusha. And that is indeed the position of the Bali Atosis. Rabbi Yotam and his nephew Lari, the grandson and great-grandson respectively, Rashi, said, yeah, if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and the Tzibur gets up to Kedusha, you're still in the middle of Tzkav HaShofar, I'm really sorry, there's nothing to do, just keep davening Shemoneh Esrei. Don't stop. Don't stop. Here's the problem. Their grandfather or great-grandfather, Rashi, disagreed. Rashi, they quote Tosis in both Brachas and Sukkah. Brachas on this Gemara Chafal from the days, the long Tosis, near the top of the long Tosis, and Sukkah Laban Chesam in Beis, both quote Rashi in Sukkah Laban Chesam in Beis, who quotes from Gaon, who quotes from Bahag, that if you're middle Shemoneh Esrei and they get up to Kedusha, stop, and be Yotze Shamei Ka'ona. It's a Rashi here, Sukkah Laban Chesam in Beis. Quoting from the Bahag, Yotze Shamei Ka'ona. Hey, it's a good point. Shamei Ka'ona, what's your own? Shamei Ka'ona, it's a good one. It's a good valid solution. Hey, if I was going to tell them I Shemoneh Esrei, I actually verbally, actively say Kadosh Kadosh Baruch Kvod. I can't the Middle Shemoneh Esrei, so at least be Yotze Shemoneh Ka'ona. The Rashi says, the Tosa says, what did Tosa say about that? What do you see? That's it. Shemoneh Ka'ona. Tosa says, Manavshach. The Manavshach. If you think it works, then it works for Hakim Lahachman. Kishim. Tosa says, what do you mean Shemoneh Ka'ona? And then he says, oh, you're saying it. Oh, yeah, you're not allowed to say it. You're Middle Shemoneh Esrei. And Rashi somehow says, no, you can have your cake and eat it too. Or the more accurate they say, you can eat your cake and still have it after. That's what the expression means. Phrase in a funny way. You can have it both ways. How do you get to have it both ways? Rashi says, you're in Middle Shemoneh Esrei, listen to the tzibur, to the chaz and say, Yeheshmei Rabba, listen to the chaz and say, Kadosh, 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 and Baruch, right? Givaldik to Yotze. Tosis says, what does that mean? Either works or doesn't work. If it works, so it's either you spoke your mouth. If it doesn't work, so then what was the point? So how can it be? Kiel, you said, you're Yotze answering Kedusha, but magically there's no hashtag. So Tosis says, you don't understand Rashi. You understand Rashi logically. You understand Rashi. He said, but got a lot of minute. But the minute is like Rashi. So that's where we're going to go. That's an interesting approach. Now, there are two problems with Rashi, just to be clear. One problem is the logical problem. Bimanavshach. Bimanavshach. Is it as though you said Kiddusha, or it's not as though you said Kiddusha? It has to be consistent with the Hakalachmer. There's also, in addition to the problem with Svara, as is so often the case, there are two kashas, Misvara and Migemara. From a logical problem, the problem from the source. The problem from the source is this Gemara Brachas. Gemara Brachas says, that what? Gemara Brachas says that don't start your Shemoneh Esrei if you're going to be stuck when they get to Kedusha. In fact, Tosis says, why not? According to Rashi, what's the big deal? You'll be able to Shemoneh Esrei. What's the problem? So they say, well, Tosis says both places. According to Rashi, what do you have to say? According to Rashi, you have to say that second question we can answer, but maybe Shomei Kohen is not as ideal as actually saying yourself. You have the opportunity to actually say the words of Kedusha, so don't settle for just being Yotze with Shomei Kohen. So again, Rashi is going to need to say that Shomei Kohen is second place. Shomei Kohen is sub-optimal, not the same as actually saying. But we remain with the core problem, the logical Maskef against Rashi, right? Which is again, how does this work? This is beautiful, but how does it work? And Lamech says, what we do, Halacha Lamaisa, that's very possible. God love it. We do follow. If you are stuck in Rosh Hashanah, you do stop and listen to Yeshua and Rabbi. You do stop and listen to Kedusha. How does it work? So, the number of Achronim explain, you know how this works? Gevaldik. You know how it works? The way it works is that Rashi and Tosfos are Lechora arguing over the Chakira that the Chazon Ish read, and it's going to work doubly well. Watch. Number one, Tosfos is assuming, Rabbi Tam of the Ri, that like, when you're Yotze Shemei Kedusha, you said it.
Is it Gil you said it? It's not Gil you said it. Gil you said it. That's it. It's not Gil you said it. You weren't able to say anything. Rashi apparently holds, not Gil, it's not as though I also did a Maisa on Mira. It's just that by listening, I connect to you, and it's not that I did my own Maisa on Mira, it's that I'm plugging in, you're saying something, you're being able to say a mitzvah, so I plug into you, and I also am a part of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. But not Kiyum, I'm also speaking. It's not as though I'm also engaging in a Maisa on Mira. That's what Tosis seems to say. It's Kiyum, you're actually doing a Maisa on Mira, and therefore it's like, if you take that technological extreme, this logical conclusion, I should say, then it's a hafzik. It's usur to do shemei kahuna in the lashon hesher. That's kiyum you spoke. Right? That was Tosis' logic. Rashi apparently says, no. It's more the mechanics of shemei kahuna are more subtle than that. It's not kiyum I did a maisa amira. It's not like that shemiah counts like amira. You can be yom. No, it's that. When I listen, so listening to you, you have in mind to emotzi me, and I have in mind to emotzi with you, and I'm hearing what you're saying, so I'm plugging into your Maisa, and I, like, it's sort of like, it's like a plugging in an extension cord. So I can divert some of the power my way also, not with no loss of power to you, but I also get some of the, your Maisa Mira, of Megillah, of Yeheshmei Rabba, whatever it is creating a Kiyum HaMitzvah. I get a part of that, I divert some of that power, I get a part of that Kiyum HaMitzvah as well. And now, Rashi is double Lishitaso. Number one, if that's the lumdus of Rashi, so we understand why it makes sense to do it in the Lashon Esrei. Because your Mekayim, you get a Kiyum of Kadosh or Kedusha, but it's not but without any Hefzik. And number two, you also understand, Rashi's answer to the other problem is Lashitasa. In other words, once you say that's not you actually said it, we understand well, but it's like, because I'm listening, I'm like, plug it into your Kiyum, so we understand well why that is second best. And that's what Rashi said, that's what Tosfos points out. With the Rashi, It works if you are in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and Taka they're up to Kedusha or Kaddish, you should stop and listen. But L'chadchila, you really ought to have, it would be better not to begin Shemoneh Esrei in the first place, late. In other words, don't put yourself into this position. Because yes, Shemoneh Kahuna is better than nothing, but even better would be, instead of sort of drawing off of your Kiyum, let me do it myself. Now oftentimes, I'm sensitive to your need for timing, so I'll just have to stick around for questions afterwards, but oftentimes we do l'chadchilei karet shomei kona. That's because we see Barov Am Hadras Melech as the even more important enhancement than the enhancement of doing yourself as opposed to shomei kona. But by Kedusha or Kaddish, we all do it ourselves. We don't apply there, we don't apply Barov Am Hadras Melech. So to lose the ability to say it by yourself, with your military essay, that would be problematic. And finally, take it all home. And finally, we had brings it back to where we started. The Orzuru had said that if you cannot speak, you cannot be yotze with someone else's bracha. The Elaim, Orzuru had said, Hagos I should quote from the Orzuru against the Rambam. Rambam says, you can't speak, go ahead, check, no problem, be yotze someone else's brach. And Arzura said, we really wouldn't recommend that he went check because he won't be able to, maybe, and said, number one, the other guy is in chai, and even the other guy is shechting too. Arzura said, well, but still, maybe I can't be yotze because I can't say myself. What does that mean? So Rukid Eger here, Simon Aleph of Zion on the Tav, Rukid Eger, the Baal Mishal Rav says, yes, because of Eno Roy Labila. Because it's only Bidyeved to have the Shemei Ka'oneh. So if you could say yourself, so then you could do the Bidyeved version also. That's exactly what Zeruah lines up with that Tosis B'Shem Rashi. That Shemei Ka'oneh, Zeruah is assuming, and this may be why Ram disagrees, Zeruah is assuming that Shemei Ka'oneh is second best. Shemei Ka'oneh isn't mamish the same thing, but you're plugging in also with second best. So second best, that's when we have the dinner of Zer that we saw last week.
that when you have something which is good b'di'evet, it's good b'di'evet if you could have done the l'chatchila. But if you're incapable of the l'chatchila, if you ain't a royal l'bila, so then the b'di'evet becomes worse, and actually not yotze at all, and this lundus, Rashi tos shemeh ta'one, becomes the explanation, or Zeruah, he, in part, he's working off of Ein Roi Lebila, plus a particular approach of Shomea Ka'oneh. That's why he says, if you can't say yourself, because you're capable of speaking, then we would not allow Shomea Ka'oneh, and we would say, the Elaine, better than the Elaine, he has an option, let someone else chef instead of the Elaine, so that we don't have to rely on the Shomea Ka'oneh.